Well, there was this.
No.
See, that's self-promotion.
Okay, how about with this all this new with all the Supreme Court rulings and pro-choice and all, I've got a pretty pretty topical joke, pretty current joke, pretty important joke for the country to hear. Huh? You wanna hear it? No. It was in my speech for sophomore year in high school. I remember it still. What do you call a cow that's had an abortion?
Decaffeinated,
that's right. No laughter. Derek knew it. That's the only joke I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay, there's a guy driving on the road.
A what?
There's a guy driving his car home.
Okay. He's driving along. Should I extend this? He's driving a 1957.
And he sees Merv Griffin jogging down the side of the road. And he goes, I hate talk show hosts. He swears over, and he runs him over. Kills him. He's driving, turns a corner, driving down the road. And he sees Phil Donahue. He goes, God, I hate talk show hosts. He swears over and kills him. And then he sees his minister hitchhiking on the side of the road. And he stops, he says, how's it going, Father? You all right? He's like, yes, my son, yes. Could you take me to the church? I'm still driving along. And he sees Oprah Winfrey driving along. Driving along on the side of the road. He goes, God, I hate talking about this, but the minister, you're kind of risky to swear we're going to kill you, you know? So he goes, here's what I'll do. I'll pretend like I sneeze, and I swerve on mistake. So he's driving along, and she comes up and he sneezes, and he swerves over. He has his eyes closed. He goes, oh my God, I heard a thud. Did I hit her? And the minister goes, no, you missed her, but I got her with the car door. I gotta laugh. Kind of extended version.
Extended version. You make that up yourself there? Yeah, we almost out of tape. Pretty close. I wonder what other people talk about in their conversations.
But they don't talk about woolly mammoths.
Genetic DNA recombinations.
Well,
Steve and I were talking about Dirty Mary.
Oh, Dirty Mary?
Yeah.
About how she's a stock market analyst.
Stock market analyst, ex-prostitute, bag lady, flasher.
Witch?
No, that was some other lady. They have to make people feel like totally wasted or whatever. Like just looking at him or whatever. She made it some other guy like just choke on nothing like in a restaurant. That made fun of her. Fought on his knees choking. People in the city also have interesting bag lady fables. Things, I don't know. So when are we gonna go to Chicago? Me, you, and Mike should all go see Reed again. Try out the new brain machine. A much better one. It's like one that, it's like the same kind of thing that, name a big rock star. Keith Richards or, no, bigger than that. Like Mick Jagger or somebody like that. Somebody, same one that's one of those guys used to kick their heroin habit or something. It's like got three like different settings or whatever. You play these, so it wouldn't maybe be much fun to play with like once or twice, but you have to like find the right setting for your head. It's got, like, sensors you put behind your ears that vibrate. I don't know if there's even anything flashing for your eyes that, like, you know, uses, like, pulses, like, into that little bone behind your ear.
Yeah.
And, like, sounds pretty intense.
I want to use the one that releases the,
That's what it does. It releases your brain's natural, whatever, natural high, whatever, releases your brain's own chemical.
Did Steve say it's good?
I guess so. We don't talk too much about it. I'd be happy just with that other one, his old one. Just to have here, just to kick back with. Put on deep relaxation mode. High intensity memory stimulation.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. I wonder, did you use that like twice?
I don't know how many times I've
used it. When we went with Mike, it was like a long time ago. You used it again?
Like three or four times.
But the last time you used it, were you not talking to like really the end of it?
You had to put on some like auto hypnosis tape or something. some like self-confidence booster tape. It was so cool because like it was like two guys out of each ear. There's like a guy's telling stories. Two different like the girls walking down the beach at the seashore. It was like they used some kind of like hood, some kind of helmet microphone or something. So like the sound like traveled around your head or something. Like the way they recorded it was really intense. But every now and then, there's two stories would just get in sync and.